At the World Synod of Bishops on the Bible, 19 questions were devised to get at how we can better make the Word of God more meaningful in today's life and encounter Christ more fully. The 19 questions consist of this: how can the church educate people to listen to the Word of God? The word educate, by the way, is closely allied to the word meditate and contemplate. And closely allied to that is, how do we get people to gaze into the Word of God and become more absorbed by it? How do we get them to become one with the Word of God? And in the words of educational jargon, how do we get them to internalize it? Second question: how can the church promote Lectio Divina, the prayerful reading of the Bible? Would it be helpful to have a compendium or other practical manual to help priests and deacons write and present their homilies? Is there a need to revise the lectionary of mass readings? What can the church do to better emphasize the connection between the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist at Mass? What should the church do to improve the translation and distribution of Bibles, especially for the poor? What can be done to help people understand that reading and interpreting the Bible must take into account the literal meaning of the text, the spiritual meaning of the text, and the traditional teaching of the church? Would it be a good idea for the church to sponsor a world congress on the Word of God? What steps can be taken to ensure that scriptures become a more important part of the search for Christian unity and the church's dialogue with the Jewish people? What should the church and its members do to ensure that a biblical spirit animates all its pastoral efforts? On this point, this question, it reminds me of the Comunidad de Bases, which is predominant primarily in Latin America, but also in this country, in which those in barrios and in poor areas start off with the Bible and help have this as their means of guiding them as they look at the political situation they are in, the economic situation they are in, and the squalor they are experiencing. The Bible is the basis of Comunidad de Bases, namely bringing people together to reflect on God's Word in order to make that Word more real in their lives and to guide them through their lives in difficult times. How can the church reconcile the practice of interreligious dialogue with the dogmatic affirmation that Christ is the one Savior of humanity? Finally, how can art, poetry, the internet, and other media be used to cultivate greater knowledge of the Word of God? And then in summary, Cardinal Ouellette, who is of Quebec, said it was right that many synod members emphasized the importance of interpreting the scriptures in communion with the church and its tradition. But he also said, the Word of God is a living word, and the church always must be attentive to new emphases and responses to new challenges that the Holy Spirit may inspire. Several synod members spoke of the danger of biblical scholars who read the text primarily as literature and theologians who read it primarily as support for church teaching. Cardinal Ouellette said the discussion highlighted the need for reading the text from within the vision of faith. It is not only to go beyond the letter of the text, but to see it as a sign that the revealed word wants to be heard. It appears clear that the determining factor in the interpretation of the biblical text is the experience of encountering Christ presence in the tradition of the church. This encounter transmits the strength of love that comes from the faith. I think this last observation is extremely important. The whole idea that when we are reading the scriptures, we are there to encounter Christ. And it is an interpersonal relationship that we are trying to set up with Christ. And that this is the primary purpose of reading the scriptures, to be one with our God and to try to understand God's ways in our life, to internalize, to meditate, to contemplate, to absorb the Word of God and make it ours, and then to let it guide us and let it be our strength. This is the end of the reflections on the World Synod of Bishops on the Bible, which has been in session since October 6th and going until October 15th.